And speaking of getting players back, Jets today announced that they're reassigning Christian Vesalainen to your team. What does that mean to you, and what is the message to a player like that who left and now he's back?
Well, he had the right to leave, so that was his right, and we agreed to this. So when you sign a contract with somebody, you respect the contract, and Vest decided to try something else, and you can't fault him or blame him. That was his right, and now that they're out, he himself wanted to come back, and obviously we want him back. And so what happened, that's the first part. What happened in November, that was his right to do it, and we need to respect that, all of us. And now he wants to come back, and he can, so we're going to welcome him. And we'll see. I don't know how much he's played, and obviously it's going to be a little bit like training camp for him as far as going back to understanding our systems, playing on a smaller ice surface, playing North American style. So it might take, I'm going to give him 2 weeks to readjust, but I expect him to have a good attitude, to work the best he can, and I expect our players to welcome him, to be inclusive like we always are. That's what we do in this organization, and that's what we do really well. So I mean, there's different perspectives there, but he wanted to be back, and we want him back, so everybody's happy.
And, you know, from your perspective, obviously, once he does get reacclimatized, he does add another really nice weapon to your squad.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the hockey part, and I didn't touch that part, but we expect him to be a positive player. And he played 8 games for us, and towards the end, I remember a game in Dallas, in Texas, scored a big goal, NHL shot from the slot off the faceoff. This guy can play hockey, and it's just a matter of him getting stronger, faster, and more mature, because he's still a young player, but he certainly can play, and he's going to give us some different options, not only 5-on-5, but line combinations and special teams units.